We are in the Hall of Swords, so defined for the different types of swords and animated sticks that are displayed on the wall at the back of the room. As soon as we enter, we can admire a large table with a crystal top and so-called Ace of Cups feet, a Tuscan manufactured technique from the 16th century to great effect. On the walnut chest, there is a casket with lion's paw supported bearings, on the lid, a noble coat of arms, and on the front, a shell between two dolphins, an artifact of the 16th century richly decorated with a profusion of carving decorations. On the wall is an 18th century console and mirror in carved and gilded wood with pink Portuguese marble top. On the top of showcase 1, an 18th century pine wood box decorated with a biography technique, an engraving technique by means of a heat source, depicts the Annunciation with winged cherubs and phytomorphic figurations. In cast bronze is a lion-shaped water container, made for pouring water on the hands before and after meals, Franco/Germanic art from the 13th century. On the same shelf, a pair of glass reliquaries of Venetian manufacture from the 15th century. Shelf 3 shows an important and typical example of a heavy copper almsgiver plate, depicting Adam and Eve. The punctures involving the sexual organs are, in our opinion, intentional and probably dating back to the time of the Lutheran Reformation. Germanic art, Nuremberg, 15th century. On the wall, it is possible to admire a particular stupo, a type of cabinetry, called a bambocci, in tortoiseshell, ebony, and precious essences, Ligurian art, 16th century. Above are two busts of Roman emperors, englazed in polychrome terracotta from Deruta, 16th century. Above the busts on the walls, an important panel depicting the Madonna and Child, enthroned with two angels between Saints Roque and Sebastian. The work is attributed to Michele Ciampatti, also known as the Master of Stratonice, whose activity is documented in Lucca and its territories in the second half of the 15th century. From a stylistic standpoint, the artist moves between the masters of the Tuscan Renaissance, Filippo Lippi and Sandro Botticelli. The iconography of the two saints is completely unique, which represents anomalies with respect to tradition. Under the cloak, Saint Roque wears a light corselet that is more suited to a soldier, something he was not. Saint Sebastian, on the other hand, appears unusually dressed, but he is usually portrayed in the Lucca area. The attributes of the two saints, the pilgrim staff and the wound on the thigh for Roque and the arrow for Sebastian, leave no doubt about their identity. Showcase 2 is dedicated to sacred goldsmiths. Noteworthy is a 15th century mother of pearl piece, Day and Night, depicting the salient episodes in the life of the Redeemer, a real jewel of sacred art, of extreme refinement of execution. On the green marble column, a Madonna and Child from the 17th century is exhibited. It is a small marble sculpture of extremely refined workmanship attributable to Algardi. On the easel, an oil on panel depicting the Holy Family with Saint Joseph, the 16th century. Distinguished work of the Cortignese area, attributed to Tommaso Bernabe, known as the Papacello. The painting clearly shows the influences of two great masters of the time, Michelangelo and Raphael. On the wall is the portrait of Francesco Redi, a 17th century oil on canvas by the Circle of Justice Sustermans. The work is a part of a bank collection. A large altarpiece depicts the Holy Family in Egypt, accompanied by a cherub, a work of the 17th century, which is a copy from an original by the Bolognese painter Guido Reni, depicts a touching suggestion of delicacy, a sweet gesture of Mary who tries to shelter the face of the child from the rays of the sun, Italian art. The cherub hands the Virgin a white flower from the tray that it holds. Below, also on the wall, we find two paintings in a hexagonal frame of the 17th century, representing St. John the Baptist and the Annunciation attributable, respectively, to the Mola and the painter of the Cortignese school. Among the swords of various eras, type, and provenance, the following stand out. In the center, two beautiful duale stripes, one of which with a rich hilt, excellently made in silver from the 17th century, the other with a high-quality and valuable blade marked Cane, the famous family of gunsmiths of northern Italy from the 17th century. On the two extreme outer sides, two very typical canes. The one on the left has an egg pommel. The one on the right, probably from a lady, a crow's beak handle and triangular blade, both from central/northern Italy from the 19th century. At the center of the room, there is a hexagonal column cabinet in walnut, from the 16th century, and an octagonal table in walnut from the 17th century with an important and rare alabaster sculpture on top, a depiction of a monarch on horseback with a procession of armed men, Coptic/Ethiopian art, probably from the 17th century. This is followed by a precious table in gilded wood with a square top made of polychrome marble inlays from the 18th century. Returning to showcase 3, on shelf 1, we find a splendid collection of glasses, containers for the preservation of balms and perfumes from the Roman period of the 2nd century AD, elegant three-lobed glass jugs from the 4th century AD, and a greenish-blown glass bottle. On shelf 2, a series of bronze, Etruscan, and Roman fibulae between the 1st and 4th centuries AD, as well as keys and latches from the Roman imperial age. On shelf 3, we find Corallina, ceramic plates with an orange-pink color, typical of the Arezzo vascular production of the 1st century AD, bearing the trademark Implanta Pedis Center. Continuing in Showcase 4, archaeological artifacts are exhibited, mainly from southern Italy from 4th to 2nd century BC. On shelf 3, a splendid full-cast bronze dagger, in a beautiful patina and excellent state of conservation, a weapon of great excellence in both formal and functional execution of the recent Bronze Age, Proto-Villanovan culture, 1300 BC. In Showcase 5, it is possible to admire two splendid 15th century caskets in cut and sculpted bone due to the famous Bottega degli Embriachi. To be considered art and not craft, they were gifted to girlfriends or newlyweds who used them to store gloves, perfumes, jewelry, and so on. It was typical of Tuscan aristocrats to present such coffers filled with jewels to their brides-to-be. In Showcase 6, a Grand Ducal court livery in blue cloth and braided adornments in white and red from 18th century. Finally, in Showcase 7, a beautiful polychromatic blue silk kimono, color of the imperial court, embroidered with a very fine dragon decoration, Chinese art of the 19th century. Your visit continues on the second floor.